A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, October the 6th, 2023. And I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on Live Talk, we're discussing the cholera outbreak that has hit the country. But before we delve deep into our main topic, let's take a look at a charity group in Zimbabwe that is raising funds for basic product that can be critical for people living with albinism, sunscreen. The group called the Noble Hands of Zimbabwe released a report in September saying one in three people with albinism in Zimbabwe die of skin cancer before the age of 40. Including children as young as 8. Columbus Mavunga has more from Harare in Zimbabwe.
A September report by the charity organization Noble Hands Zimbabwe says one in three people living with albinism in Zimbabwe die before they reach 40 due to skin cancer. Now Marvelous Chuma, a musician with albinism, is helping the non-profit group raise funds for a simple but life-saving resource, sunscreen.
Many people with albinism stay in the rural areas, and most of them spend the better part of the day in the sun working in the field. That exposes their skin and it gets damaged. They don't have the chemicals to tame the heat so that the skin is not burnt off.
Loveness Mainato is a mother of four, two of them living with albinism.
So the sunscreen lotions are expensive, the cheapest tube being $15 per 200 milliliter tube. So it has been quite difficult to have access to sunscreen lotions.
Mainato hopes things will improve now that the government-funded University of Zimbabwe is manufacturing sunscreen lotions. Joichi Famba is a nano-pharmaceutical scientist and professor at the University of Zimbabwe. He says their lotion will protect people and cost less.
In Zimbabwe, a typical sunscreen, for example, the leading brands, I can't mention the names, but they cost between $10 and $20 per bottle. But our unit of Solagard is just going for about $5 to $6.
According to the World Health Organization, albinism is a hereditary condition in which little or no melanin is produced, causing a lack of pigmentation in the skin, eyes, and hair. Lack of pigmentation, which protects the skin from radiation from the sun, can leave one vulnerable to skin cancer, says the UN Health Agency. Dr. Trevor Kanyoa of the WHO in Zimbabwe says they should limit their exposure to the sun and get professional care.
And they are also encouraged to have a look at themselves, to make a regular self-assessment of their skin. Are they developing any unhealthy patches or lumps, something that may worry them?
Early detection allows professionals to better treat diseases such as skin cancer, says the WHO, resulting in fewer deaths. Columbus Mavunga, UA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
And now back to our main topic. The health ministry is advising the public to refrain from shaking hands, eating at gatherings, and buying food from unlicensed vendors as part of measures to reduce the spread of cholera. The disease has been reported in several districts, including the country's capital, Harare. Cholera outbreaks occur regularly in the country due to unsafe drinking water and poor sanitation facilities. In 2008, cholera claimed over 4,000 lives and more than 100,000 people fell ill from the disease. Ruben Akili, who works with residents in Harare, says council should clean up the city to ensure that there is good sanitation as the country battles the cholera outbreak. Akili speaks to Studio 7 reporter Godwin Mangunjga on the issue. That there was Ruben Akili, who works with residents in Harare. Speaking with Studio 7's Godwin Mangunjga, Harare resident Frank Mujoma, who works at the 4th Street bus terminus in Harare, also urged the council to intensify its refuse collection efforts at the station. That day was Harare resident Frank Mujoma speaking to Studio 7's Godwin Mangunjga in Harare. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see. We seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And for those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. And we're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And to discuss the cholera outbreak in Harare, we are joined via Skype by Dr. Simbiso Ranga, a medical doctor and health expert, Dr. Matthew Nyashanu in England. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Hello, Margalas. Hello, viewers.
Hello, Dr. Ranga. Mr. Nyashanu, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you? Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'll start off with you, Dr. Ranga. What is the cause of cholera, and how can someone know that they have cholera?
Marvelous. Cholera is caused by a bacteria called Vibrio cholera. And the way it is spread is it's a communicable disease. That means that we spread it from one person to the other. And usually it's when people take food that is contaminated or water that is contaminated. So that happens when you have bad sanitary conditions. And that is why it's a disease of public health importance to when it comes out like what has happened right now in Buhera and other parts of Zimbabwe, citizens should focus on minimizing getting the disease and also minimize spreading it through better sanitary practices.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there. I'll cross over to you, Vanya Shanu. Muzvinafundo, imi munoverenga zvepamusoro nyanya panyaya dzezvirwere zvakadai, takamboona zvichiitika muna 2008. Zvii zvingaitwe kuti munyika musawanikwe muchiwana zvirwere zvakadai sekolera?
Zvinhu zvinenge zvichifanira kunge zvichiitwa manyauni zvinhu zvinonge zvichisanganisira kugadzirisa usimbi we utano watinoti health strengthening systems. Inini ndinoshanda mutsvagurudzo inoitwa mumalow and middle income countries in health strengthening systems. Kwakaita sekunana Uganda, Kenya, South Africa, ndakatomboshanda muZimbabwe as well nechikoro chepamusoro chandinodzidzisa Nottingham Trent University kuUK. Zvinhu zvinenge zvichida kuti zvizosimbisa zvinhu izvi hazvisi zvevanhu vemubhoera kana kuti vanhu vekutsvolocho vari kubatwa nechirwere ichi. Zvinhu izvi zvinozobata isusu tinenge tichisimbisa utano munyika tichiita planning yatinoti health strategy. There are strategies that you need to have in health. Dzekuti dzinenge dzichidzidziswa vanhu vanonge vachigara mumaruwa yatinoti health promotion kana shambadzo yekuti munenge muchiisa ruzivo muvanhu nezvechirwere. Chirwere ichocho azvakare panenge pachida kuita inonzi reticulation development yekuti vanhu vanenge vachiona mvura inofamba, vanhu vanenge vachiona uyezve zvipatara zvinenge zvichishanda, maclinics anenge ari paprimary health level zvatinove zvatisina. Ndo saka tichiona zvichiitika zvirwere izvi tinozviti medieval diseases. Now when we talk about this, we should not be having such ailments muZimbabwe patare iye zvino yekuti tinowana cholera. Cholera is caused by medical practices. Yekuti vanhu havana mvura inofamba, vanhu vari kugezera imomo mavanozonocherera mvura yekuda kuchengeta kuti mvura ikange isipo tinoti hatina macontainers. Saka izvozvo zvese izvozvizvi, it's all poverty bound.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nyashani. Mbubatai makadaro chumbo, tora kola. Hello, kola.
Magadi.
Aiwa, atiri wadi.
Aiwa, atiri wadi. Tora nani muri kupi.
Muri kutora na Mike Madangwa, ndiri ku Johannesburg Spring.
Okay, taura iti.
Okay, taura iti. Banya eripo ye kolera.
Shanga zvaka oma mani vatete tirungo chema kuti daita manna matiranyika edaenda mberi vanhu vakonstansa kurakwa zvinhu zvafamba zvakanaka vanhu vari kuita nyonga mupopoto zviri kuitika izvi.
Saka dai pane vakatsvaka vehurumende maitii?
Hello?
Maitii dai pane vakatirira?
Dai pane vakatirira zvokuti.
Ndanjiti dai vazama kubatana varege kuita umwe nomwe zvake umwe nomwe zvake vazama kubatana vararamise vanhu avo nokuti pakaipa kuti vamwe vanofa vamwe vanotakwa vamwe vanowira migodhi vamwe vanoputsigwa zvai zvangowandisa dai vazama kuungana vaita chinhuwani taendisa nyika mberi nokuti pakashata.
Thank you so much, caller. Thank you there, Noel, in South Africa. Thank you. Coming back to you, Dr. Ranga, you heard what Mr. Nyashanu, Dr. Nyashanu was talking about. But give us the symptoms. How does one know that they have cholera?
Marvelous. Dr. Nyashanu was talking about how you can get it, how we get to have cholera.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of at the individual level, the symptoms of cholera include things like diarrhea, vomiting, abdominal pain, nausea, things like that. But also, you know, you should have had contact with somebody with cholera. That's why it's also very important that if someone is having diarrhea and other abdominal symptoms, they should be seen by a doctor as soon as possible. If they know somebody has cholera, that someone with cholera needs to get medical attention, and they also need to be isolated so that there is no further spread of cholera.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Ranga. I'll come to you, Dr. Nyashanu. You spoke about health strategies that countries can use. What would you recommend for Zimbabwe?
For Zimbabwe, I would recommend first for the government to put their house in order and have a Ministry of Health that has got enough money to finance the health system. When you talk about health for all, it's not just a rhetoric that you talk to the communities, but it is something that you need to deliver. It entails a lot of money. What we have are buildings which are dilapidated, and the systems that has actually gone out of order, where there is no medication, where there is no health promotion, where there is no support for communities which are very poor. We talk about inequalities. Inequalities between the rich and the poor in Zimbabwe has actually grown so big in such a way that those who are poor are not even getting all the health needs or basic needs that they should have. So there is need to put more money into the health system, to inject more money, to strengthen the health system, to build the health system. What I can say about the health system in Zimbabwe is that it is in total destruction. It needs rebuilt, and it needs also to have doctor like Dr. Ranga to be there and also to be remunerated so that he can remain there in a very precarious position where he is actually trying to balance his life and also the life of the community. So the government should actually see the health system as one of those arms of building your political support towards when you usher a good health system. But what we are seeing in Zimbabwe is not actually what should be happening. In Zimbabwe, the health system has gone down to total destruction.
Mm-hmm.
We have people who are suffering from medieval diseases that other countries are still grappling with, to say, are there some people who are still suffering from cholera? What is happening? There should be somewhere something that has gone wrong within that system.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing. It is about our policies. It is about the financing system. It is about the strategy. There is no strategy in the health system of Zimbabwe. It's haphazard. You cannot differentiate what is primary health care, what is health care at the point of need,
mm-hmm.
what is advanced health care for those people who are suffering from long-term conditions. It's so complicated. I've done some research in Zimbabwe. I've in terms of strengthening health systems, everything is just down. And
mm-hmm.
that health system has gone down in such a way that people are living like in a grave, which is about to fall, to even swallow those who have come to bury other people.
Thank you there, Dr. Nyashanu. I'll come to you, Dr. Ranga. So should one see the symptoms that you talked about, what do they do?
What should happen, Marvelous, is that they should get medical care quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I know that in some areas they are setting up tents where people can come in and be evaluated by a clinician, which are doctors and nurses. So it's very important that when someone starts having these symptoms of fever, diarrhea, vomiting, abdominal pain, and they've been exposed, they think they've been exposed to somebody with cholera, they should seek medical care early so that they can get what we call hydration, which is basically getting fluids and sometimes antibiotics, depending on how bad the symptoms are. So it's very important to seek medical help early, also to be isolated so that the disease doesn't keep spreading. So that those who feel they have been exposed or may have been exposed, they should obviously take more precautions. When we talk of precautions, we mean basic hygiene,
mm-hmm.
Like cleaning their hands thoroughly, also boiling water, making sure that if you buy fruits from the market and things like that, you make sure that you boil water and you clean those fruits with water before you eat them.
And we also saw the health ministry, they're saying they are putting stringent measures like COVID-19 type of measures to ensure that people are not gathering. And what other things can people do, especially in the rural areas, now that this cholera outbreak is throughout the country?
Margaret, thank you. That's a good observation. The government is obviously trying to prevent...
Hold on, Dr. Ranga, can you just hold on 1 minute? Let me take a caller quickly. Hello, caller? Hello, caller? I think we lost the caller there. Dr. Ranga, you can continue.
Sure. So the measures that the government is putting in place is basically trying to prevent major outbreaks where this grows into a bigger problem because people can spread it at gatherings like funerals, weddings, family gatherings. So they are trying to minimize the number of people coming together at the same time. Like we mentioned earlier, it's a communicable disease, which means that we can spread it from one person to the next. So when people gather, they shake hands. That's one way where if somebody has the disease, they can pass it on to the next person. So in rural areas or even in cities, let's minimize major gathering to the extent that we can, which means less family gatherings if they are not really essential until this outbreak is under control. If you have to attend a funeral or a wedding or some other family function, you need to make sure that you are taking precautions. Well, some of the precautions include, number one, you shouldn't be shaking hands with people the same way we're doing for COVID. Maybe use your elbow to greet people. Maybe just greet them from a distance. If you're going to use any water there or eat any food there, make sure that the food has been thoroughly heated. Also, if you're going to use water, it should be clean. So the people who are organizing these events need to make sure that the water that people are being given has been boiled, is also clean. Those are some of the things I would say. And obviously, it's better to prevent than to treat. So we should do as much as we can to minimize spreading it. But once you get it, get medical help early. Also get isolation so that you don't spread it to the next person.
Thank you there, Dr. Ranga. The gate and the Kunawa Nyachanu. Tipeo mazwi, tomboti urumende ya katera parijino. Maewa uza kutichi, itakatarisa dambu tuko ira, katarisa na nenyika.
What I will say to the government now is that what they are trying to do to fight cholera is that they are fighting the characteristics instead of fighting the source of cholera.
Hold on, Dr. Nyashanu, please hold on. Let me take a caller quickly. Hello, caller.
Okay. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Who are speaking to?
You're speaking to Vincent.
Okay, Vincent, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, and how are you?
I'm good. We're talking to you. Where are you?
I'm in South Africa.
Yes, give us your contribution, Vincent.
About cholera or about Zimbabwe or about politicians?
Cholera in Zimbabwe is fine.
Cholera in Zimbabwe, and it's a kumbira and a kuchema, who remained in Zimbabwe. Putting right at the top of the chemo to one of Zimbabwe. Putting which I was in the good Lukusarako to the one of Zimbabwe.
I want
to kumbira with my mission and my pirism is a fatar.
Aiwa, tinotenda chaizvo mukoma Vincent. Thank you there. Mr. Nyashanu, you can go ahead and just round up before we close out.
Yes. So what I'm saying is that what we are having in Zimbabwe is that they are treating the characteristics or symptoms of a disease instead of the source of the disease. The source of the disease is the incompetence of the health minister and the government at large to roll out a comprehensive primary health care in rural communities and support them effectively. And what we are now seeing is what we would call, you know, the result of poor performance in primary health care trusts or whatever you would call them in Zimbabwe. Going forward, if there are any government officials here to listen to what I'm saying, is that they've let the government down, and I feel so much pained when I hear people from Zimbabwe calling onto this radio station and saying, "Tinokumbira kuti government iite zvakati, dairaisa mapiritsi." Sezvaitwane nakola kupedzisira zvinondirwadza pamoyo. Why? The government has an obligation. It's not to ask them. It is their obligation to actually provide those things. Those are fundamental rights under the Constitution of Zimbabwe. And any constitution across, which transcends across different countries, that the government should provide a comprehensive primary health care system that will support people. Kuti kuti vanhu vanokumbira.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nyashanu. Thank you so much to both doctors, Dr. Cindy Soranga in North Carolina. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Marvelous Nsanga Nyahuye, saying have a very good night and a great weekend.